There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Well, I tend to think of the Gosling as a poem. The critical opening phrase of this poem will always be the grip, which the hands unite to form a single unit. Slowly and slowly, the club head is led back, pulled into position, not by the hands, by the body, which turns away from the target, shifting weight to the right side without shifting balance. Tempo is everything, perfection unattainable. As the body coils now to the top of the swing, there's a slight hesitation, a little nod to the gods. Now the weight begins shifting back to the left, pulled by the powers inside the earth. It's alive, this swing, a living sculpture, and down through contact, always down, striking the ball crisply with character. There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, what's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, here's your host, Hardy.
Good morning and welcome to the Sports Hub Golf Club. It's Hardy here with you. If you have not yet put outside today, be prepared for a shock. It finally broke. The humidity, the stickiness, the thickness in the air. What I always am convinced stops my golf ball from traveling an extra, 70 yards off the tee, when it's probably more like 7 or even 0. It's gone. The cool temperatures are here, at least for a little while. Sounds like for the weekend. And if you're playing today, if you're going to be outside today, I think you're going to have a glorious, glorious atmosphere, literally, for your round today. So congratulations to you. You know what? I might try and find time for 9, as the phrase used to be, as I still think they're trying to make that a thing. Time for 9? Maybe. We'll see. On the show today, a couple of different people we're going to speak either to or about. One person that we're speaking to is a guy named Bill Shufeldt, who is one of the co-founders of the Athletic Brewing Company. This is a brewing company that decided they were going to be all about non-alcoholic brews for essentially golfers and people who want to like have something out on the golf course and enjoy themselves without getting totally tuned up and, you know, that swing oil, that swing lube, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's a great idea until you get that balance just a little bit off, right? And then it's hard. If you're out there, like, playing and drinking, and some people don't care how they score, or it's part of the round, okay? And you just want to drink, and if you're going to get a buzz, then that's kind of what it's all about. I get it. I don't drink at all, right? And haven't for a long time. So for me, this is more about just finding something else to drink on the golf course other than water and Gatorade, because, man, it gets boring. And even, like, after a round, it's just kind of – it's boring after a while to sit down and have another Diet Coke or an Arnold Palmer, which I do enjoy. But still, this is something different. And this guy, Bill Shufeldt, and the other founders of Athletic Brewing Company, they thought the same thing. I won't say anything else about it. I'll let you I'll talk to Bill and tell him what I thought of these non-alcoholic beers that he brews. There's a bunch of different ones. But this is not near beer. This is not Zing, right? This is not just essentially an alcohol-free version of whatever. Miller Lite or Coors Light. I think we've all tried one of those. These are high end. These are really, really interesting. So, and that, like I said, it's being targeted at golf courses. You can find them on golf courses already. So that's something that interests you. Then you'll be most interested in hearing that. Thing we're going to talk about first and foremost this morning is CBD. And I had mentioned that I was going to be talking about this on the show this week. There's something else that I hope in the coming weeks I can tell you more about. A gentleman named Brian, who was helping me with this story and was a contributor to a lot that I learned so far. He is in somewhat tragic circumstances, unable to join us today. And I hope to tell you more about that in the coming weeks, but it would be just inappropriate right now. So I'll be thinking about him, though, as I'm telling you about what is becoming a very big story, and this is CBD and golf. Now, for years there has been either rumors or accusations about golfers using different substances on the golf course. So, and whether it's something that is prescribed, which a lot of athletes do now, Adderall, to help focus, or whether it was what I believe to be John Daly's ridiculous assertion years ago that cocaine was prevalent on the PGA Tour. And believe me, I know guys who have done a variety of different drugs on the golf course. I only saw cocaine on the golf course once, and it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. To think that anybody would more than once be under the influence of that drug on a golf course as a means to somehow improve their game. It's just, I don't know, but that was like John Daly, I think, just like talking out of his ass years ago. I don't think if you're talking about guys going out and partying like on a Friday night after they missed the cut, that's one thing. But like, I'm going to use cocaine to help my focus in the round today. Like, that's so dumb. But CBD is something much, much different. So we're going to be talking about that quite a bit here later on in the show. First, though, we have to address what's going on at the Big Tour Championship, right? Now, once again, to like bring everybody up to speed, this was the tournament that used to be the last of four FedEx Cup playoffs that culminated last year and for years before that in September, and was part of this run-up that included the Deutsche Bank Championship and the Dell Technologies Championship that has now been reformatted this year to a three-tournament playoff series. And now the Tour Championship, still taking place in Eastlake, is being contested this weekend, where at the end of it, the winner will win the FedEx Cup. And the PGA Tour will get their wish of wrapping up their major tournament and prize money play before the start of football season, which, don't listen to what anyone else tells you, that's why they're doing it. They want to be done before football starts. They don't want to compete with football. Okay? Boston got screwed this year by not having a tournament held here. It'll be held here next year, the Northern Trust. After that, who knows? They don't know yet. But that's, okay, that's number one. That's where we are. Tour Championship, FedEx Cup, will be won and hoisted at the end of this weekend. Okay? Great. You'll remember last year, Tiger Woods won this tournament. And that was a big deal. This is what I think a lot of people think of when they think about, and when they go back and think about Tiger Woods returning to winning golf and winning the Masters and this big crowd of people rushing through the fairway to get close to Tiger. That wasn't the Masters. That was the Tour Championship in 2018. A lot of people, I think, are going to confuse those images in their mind. But just so, you know, we all are remembering correctly, that was last year at the Tour Championship. Okay, great. What a lot of people are also probably going to conveniently forget is that Tiger Woods did not win the FedEx Cup last year. Everyone was celebrating Tiger Woods winning a big tournament and I guess trying to forget about the fact that, oh, someone else was going to go hoist the FedEx Cup because of the points race and all this stuff. And the PGA Tour did not like that. And for good reason. It made for bad show business and bad optics. I hate that word. And just bad look for the entertainment value. Yay, Tiger Woods. Yay, he just won it. Yay, yay, yay. Actually, we got to go hand the cup over to Justin Rose. I think Justin Rose won it. You know, who cares? I don't know. The fact is, it all got messed up and convoluted in that moment. So this year, they decided, well, we're going to fix it. And the headline on ESPN has essentially what they're trying to say is should be the, you know, the final word on this. And Bob Herrick, who is a guy I like and a good writer, he said, forget the format and just look at those names on the leaderboard. Well, Bob, I wish I could, but I can't. Because they're messing with us once again. Somebody contacted me on Twitter just yesterday, and they said, Hardy, what do you think of this format? And I replied, I said, they think we're stupid. That's what I really think is going on with this FedEx Cup thing. Here's what they have done. And again, if you haven't caught it, and a lot of people haven't, thank you. Seti, who said that? What are your thoughts on the new FedEx Cup Finals format? I said, they think we're stupid. If you were watching the Pats on Thursday night, you know, maybe you had other plans on Friday, you haven't caught up, and there was rain delays and everything, so maybe you don't even know what's going on with this tournament yet. Let me tell you what they've done. They took the FedEx Cup points leaders and started them at this tournament on Thursday at 10 under par. I am not making this up. And the guys who were at the bottom started their tournament at even. for instance, I'm trying to find a guy. Webb Simpson, I think, is a guy who started in one of the last positions. There's 30 guys in the field, just like last year and the years before. 30 guys in the field. So Webb Simpson, say, had just enough points, FedEx Cup points, to make it into this final four-round tournament. He starts at even under par, which you would assume most guys, no. Other guys started as much as 10 under par. So you're just supposed to forget about that and now watch golf. So Brooks Koepka is 13 under after two rounds. Problem is, he did not he has not put together rounds of whatever it would take to get to 13 under, because he started at a certain amount under par. And what did he start at under par? I don't know. I think he started at 7 under. He was don't ask me to explain it any more than I am, because, again, it's convoluted. What they want is whoever wins this tournament will win the FedEx Cup. I get that. Except whoever wins this tournament may not really win it, because they started some guys at 10 under, 9 under, 8 under, 7 under, 6, whatever. You know? Matt Kuchar is at 6 under par. He shot a 66 and a 72. What? What's par at this course? What's going on? I think it's a par 72. How does that work? And I think the only people who will really have issue with this are guys who go out there and play really well over these four rounds and somehow don't end up getting any of the glory. You know, Paul Casey so far has put together rounds of 66 and 67, which puts him at, according to this, at 9 under par. Okay, so let me do the math here. It's like 6 and 5. Oh, 3 under, but he's 4 strokes off the lead. Okay, he shot a 66 and a 67. He is 4 strokes off the leader, who shot a pair of 67s. tell me you can forget this. Tell me you can forget about it, and you're a better person than I am, because I can't forget about it while I'm watching the tournament this weekend. To me, that's the best example right there, right? Paul Casey is out there. He's playing well, 66, 67. I'm 9 under. Okay, I should be right in this, right? No, actually, you're 4 strokes off the lead from the guy who is actually shot 1 stroke worse than you in the first round. And you guys tied in the second round, but you're 4 behind him. I don't know what the exact way to fix it is. Obviously, the tour has not yet figured this out either. It's difficult for me to imagine them going with this again year after year. To me, truly the only way to fix this is to whatever number of golfers get into the field for the final tournament of the FedEx Cup Series, they all start once again at zero, and whoever wins the tournament wins the FedEx Cup. It's going to seem horrifically unfair to somebody who maybe won a couple of majors. You know, Brooks Koepka is probably one of those guys who would be in the conversation at that point, and won a couple other tournaments. And here's someone else in the field who maybe hasn't won at all this year. And that guy ends up winning the $10 million FedEx Cup at the end of it just for winning that final tournament. But you know what? That's kind of golf. They want to make it like, you know, other points races. You know, NASCAR is obviously the most obvious correlation that you can draw. But even in NASCAR, this happens. Somebody wins the prize at the end who doesn't necessarily win the tournament. And I don't know how people feel about that, because I don't watch it. I don't pay attention to it. But for golf, you expect the guy who shoots the lowest score over 4 days to be the celebrated one at the end of the tournament. And that may not be the case this weekend. It wasn't the case last year. They're trying to make us think it's going to be the case this weekend. But once again, it takes 2 seconds of investigation to realize that's not what's going on. All right. When we come on the other side, we're going to do our whole deep dive into CBD and what it means for golfers. A lot of golfers who are using the products and endorsing the products on the PGA Tour, and especially on the Champions Tour. We'll do that coming up next.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club. Getting you ready to hit the links. It's the Sports Hub Golf Club with Hardy on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back on the Sports Hub Golf Club. And something that may be becoming a fixture, not just in golfers' regimens or in golfers' bags, but in pro shops, and you're starting to see it already, something called CBD. Now, this is something that I really had to investigate and get to the bottom of. And once again, I've received a lot of help in this, namely from a couple of different writers who have done extensive work on this already. Mike Stachura from Golf Digest did a comprehensive piece on this going back to, I guess it was the August issue, which sounds like it just came out, but I've had this now for well over a month. And also Tom Van Haren, who wrote about this way back in July, excuse me, on ESPN. So they've done a lot of the legwork on this. So relying heavily on them and another gentleman I spoke with, again, who I will give credit to at a later date, but basically, we need to do this in 3 parts, and that is what it is and who is using it and whether or not we should be paying attention to it. So let's take it first and foremost. When you hear about CBD, and there is, you know, CBD is kind of all the rage right now, but I had to figure out what exactly CBD was. And I know it has something to do with cannabis. That much I knew. But basically, this is the way it works. CBD is not marijuana. It is a cannabinoid, or one of the compounds, when we're talking about CBD oil and its components, that is extracted from a cannabis plant. And you have 2 plants that are very closely related. You have marijuana and you have hemp. Okay, CBD is something that is derived from the hemp plant, where as THC, the stuff that gets you high, is the stuff that you find more likely in marijuana. CBD by itself is not psychoactive. Okay, so CBD in and of itself, again, is not going to get you high. As a matter of fact, the World Health Organization says CBD is generally well tolerated with a good safety profile and is not associated with abuse potential. So you, in other words, you couldn't get high on CBD if you wanted to. Or abuse it. It's just, it's not that type of drug. Think of it more along the lines of Advil in that regard. Yes, too much of that or anything else can be harmful, but the CBD in and of itself is not what is the issue here. And again, marijuana is being legalized in many different places, but not everywhere. However, CBD from the hemp plant is essentially okay, thanks to the Farm Bill, which was passed in 2018. That legalized the production of hemp, which up until that point was still being subjected to laws from 1937 that prohibited any kind of production of any cannabis plant, marijuana, hemp matter. So now, John Hawkins, who is CEO of Pure Swing CBD, said the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill was the final step in the company's process to go to market. Boy, them and everybody else, because this stuff is being marketed aggressively now. So this is what we're talking about. CBD from the hemp plant, nothing to do with marijuana. Kind of. We'll get into more of that in a second. Now, a lot of the different products out there have a lot of different components to them. And there is essentially little to no regulation of these right now. You can buy CBD and CBD oils in different potencies, in different dosages, in different varieties of strength. And you have to be very careful about what it is that you're buying if you are thinking about getting a CBD product. Because, once again, it is not closely regulated yet, and there are a wide range of different types of CBD products out there for you right now and different forms to take it in, whether it's a gummy, whether it is a topical, or whether it is the oil that you see in a little tiny droplet bottle, which we have seen golfers using already. It appears we saw Phil Mickelson doing it earlier this year. According to one gentleman I spoke with, the topicals generally have not been proven to be as effective or effective at all for certain aspects of CBD's reported benefits. Again, a topical cream, anything you put on your skin, not so much. The gummies, a lot of people don't like those because of their association with kids, and you don't necessarily want your kids getting into something and ingesting something that is not necessarily going to be beneficial to them. May not be harmful, but again, more on that in a second. The oil droplets, something that you can ingest right away, is probably the best form of delivery of CBD. But people are getting into it for a variety of reasons. What does it do for you? Who is using it and why? And this is the stuff I think that we are really probably most interested in. In Tom Van Herren's piece, he profiles Scott McCarron. He says Scott McCarron showed up at his locker, again, not long after the Farm Bill passes, 2018 Boca Raton Invitational, bottle of CBD oil pills were in the cubby, waiting there for him by a company. He said, I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I did some research. I talked to some other people. I tried it. 2 weeks later, I went home. First thing he noticed, sleep. McCarron measures his sleep with a device, and he said, for the first time in 2 years, after I started taking the CBD oil, I started having the best sleep I've had in years for seven straight days at a time. And we all know that recovery is one of the most important things for not just golfers, but just people in general. Okay. Sleep. Great. And not using any other products and not having any kind of a ill effect or after effect from that. All right. We'll get into the golf stuff here in a second. And again, many players on tour are very wary of this because we've seen Vijay Singh get popped for deer antler spray and had a long fight over that. There have been allegations of PED use by against Tiger Woods and, you know, the platelet-rich plasma that, you know, Chris Sale had just the other day and seems to be more a common practice. But it was alleged that Tiger was doing this years ago. And guys are very, very wary of this stuff because, again, golf is different. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, bend the rules and break the rules and try and get away with rules. Golf is different. You're not, you are supposed to play by all the rules all the time, whether you're on the golf course, whether in season or not, or whether you're off the golf course. But so many people now are starting to use this and get into if not full-on endorsement programs, but ambassadorship programs. I already mentioned Scott McCarron. How about these names? Kenny Perry, Tom Kite, Scott Piercy, David Toms, and Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson? It's pretty much a straight shooter. Bubba Watson, if you don't know anything about him, he is one of the, you know, the Christian golfers. He is one of these guys that, you know, is out there, and he may not be the most well-liked guy on tour, but he's not a guy that's ever been accused of cheating, as far as I know. He's out there extolling the benefits of CBD. Once again, CBD using cannabinoids, not THC, which is officially banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. And we can have an entire show as to whether or not that should be the case. But the problem is, in the hemp plant, there are still trace elements of THC. And if you have a high enough dosage, you probably could end up testing positive for THC. Once again, from Van Herren's piece, CBD is derived from the hemp plant, which is a strain of cannabis, but is grown and used to make products because it typically contains less THC. Typically, but not always. And again, you can have different forms of CBD oil in different forms that you take it and have different amounts of THC, and there's not a whole lot of regulation going on. There are a lot of CBD companies out there right now. McCarron talked about this. He said, if you're on the PGA Tour, you better do your homework and make sure there's nothing in it that can give you a positive test. For recreational golfers, and you don't care about the testing and whether or not it's going to affect you in a blood test after the round, what can it do for you? Well, this is the thing I think that is going to be of most interest to most of us. And it has to do with essentially three different areas: pain management, rest management, and focus. There are people who say that the CBD products that they take have allowed them to play pain-free due to joint pain, muscle pain, for the first time in years. Years! Something that they have been unable to do with a variety of different products, whether they're anti-inflammatories. Won't even get into the scourge of opioid use and how that can derail somebody's life. There are people out there, not just athletes, but again, anecdotal evidence from other people who say the use of CBD has allowed them to not only stop using the opioids, but also find some relief for different pain management that they weren't able to find before. Then there is the rest factor, which I mentioned earlier at the top of this. Scott McCarron says he sleeps better now that he uses CBD oil products than he ever has. And then there is the thing that I think most golfers would want in terms of what it's going to do for them on the golf course. And that is the notion that it can help with your focus and concentration and allow you a sense of calm that you weren't able to get on your own, or just through meditation, or from the use of these other products that I talked about before. What it really comes down to is finding a product that you have some kind of trust in and speaking with either a doctor or a pharmacist as to what you should be looking for in these products. From what I have learned so far, it seems to be beneficial to find what they call a wide spectrum CBD product and something where you're looking at a dosage that is somewhere between the 10 and 40 range as opposed to getting up into the thousands, because the more CBD that you get in one dose, and take this as either a warning or a suggestion, but if you have a high concentration of CBD in just the one dose, the more likely you are to have a high concentration of THC in that dose, okay? Use that information however you want. But if you or anyone else have been using Ambien or Adderall or ibuprofen or a combination of the three to help you sleep, manage pain, or focus, the notion is that CBD can take care of all of those things at once in one product. Just be careful. Do your homework. Do some research online. And I'm sure at some point we will be contacted. I've already been contacted by CBD companies that want to talk about their product on the air. And we'll do it. But I wanted to do this first to kind of get it out there in terms of, okay, this is what I've learned. This is what I have found out. This is what it's all about. And before we start having stuff marketed to us, I wanted to find out a little bit first. I wanted to tell you a little bit about it first, because it seems like it's something that could legitimately help. And it seems like something that is okay. And if you are dealing with, you know, any kind of chemical issues in your life, as I know a lot of people are, and they don't want to mess around with something that could possibly affect their sobriety, for lack of a better word. Is this stuff going to be safe? Some products are, some products aren't. So as we go forward, we start looking at these things as they are this is not just like a public service thing. These are products that you will now find in golf shops. You'll find CBD products in pro shops at golf courses and in other major retailers, and they're going after golfers. Again, you want to get better rest? You want to play pain-free? You want to focus on the course? Here you go. Here's your magic elixir. It might be. I've yet to try it. I don't know that I will. I'm still thinking about it. But if it's something that you are already using and you needed some more information, there you go. If you're thinking about it, there's some information. And as we go forward and talk to some of these companies, now we kind of have a baseline to jump off with here. All right. Something that has practically no bad stuff in it. Very, very low alcohol content. The Athletic Brewing Company. Non-alcoholic brews. What? Why would you want that? Oh, first of all, I've already tried them, so I know why, but Bill Schufeld is going to explain it to us and how he started making these things that are on beverage carts right now. If you're playing this weekend, there's a chance you might be able to get one of these Athletic Brewing Company non-alcoholic brews either during or after your round. So we're going to talk with Bill coming up next here on the Sports Hub Golf Club.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club. Now, here's your host, Hardy.
Joining us now on the Sports Hub Golf Club is the co-founder of the Athletic Brewing Company. His name is Bill Schufeld. Bill, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Hardy, thank you very much. It's an honor to talk to you. As a lifelong Boston sports fan, it's exciting to be on. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, especially when we're going to talk about something that I think might be a big hit on golf courses, if it isn't already. The Athletic Brewing Company is all about non-alcoholic brews. And as a guy who doesn't drink, I, for one, get tired of being out on the golf course and drinking nothing but water, Gatorade. If I feel like I need a little something else, I might have a Coke or a Diet Coke. But it's just, what can I say? It gets a little boring drinking the same stuff over and over again. And I think maybe, just maybe, you had the same notion when you started this company that's all about non-alcoholic beer.
100%. I never considered selling non-alcoholic beer for a living or starting a company. That's for sure. I had a really good day job. I was happy in my life. I liked all sorts of participatory sports, golf definitely being among one of the top ones there. And there was no beer that fit so many different elements of my lifestyle, like anything from eating out at bars and restaurants to sports to barbecue, spending time with family, golf. So I teamed up with our incredible co-founder and head brewer, John Walker, who has been widely recognized on the national landscape of alcoholic craft beer brewing awards. And he saw the potential in this to make a positive impact. But that's really what we're going for, is a fully fermented real beer that just happens to not have any alcohol and a fraction of the calories. So you end up drinking these beers either if you're at a nice dinner with friends or on the golf course. You get rehydrated, you feel good, and then you don't have to deal with the consequences hours down the line.
If we could, I just want to talk about the ones that I've tried so far. Run Wild, which to my palate, definitely the most flavorful of them. But man, that tastes like beer. And that is, you have to have, I think, what would be a pretty sophisticated beer palate to drink a Run Wild and enjoy it, because man, that's got a lot of flavor to it.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's exactly what we're going for, is a really, it's basically like a super sessionable IPA. It's got an organic Vienna malt backbone, five different Northwest hops. And that's our most highly awarded beer in both the US and EU. And it's definitely our main flagship. It kind of ranges anywhere from like a really light, refreshing beer that you can have on weekends, but it has enough complexity that you could have it with your weeknight dinner as well.
The other one one of the other ones I tried was the Upside Dawn. Which is, I guess, like a golden ale. And again, we're not talking about like super high in calories. I think 50 calories in this thing, and it's automatically got a bit of a lighter taste to it.
Yeah, so it comes in at 50 calories, so half of even the lightest beers. That's definitely it's super refreshing, really crushable. It's definitely our lightest beer, but it's got a good hoppy flavor to it as well. I mean, talk about your perfect golf course beer. I mean, people are really just looking for hydration and something fun to drink on the golf course. And that's exactly that. It's not going to throw off your score. You'll have fun out there. It's the full beer experience without dealing with everything down the line.
Now, the other one that I tried, which was my favorite, and this may be a seasonal one, the Cerveza Atletica, I think is what it was called. This one was really nice, and maybe just because I sampled them all on a really hot day, this one seemed to go down the nicest, had a really nice dry finish to it. This seemed like one that I could get into.
This has definitely been a really fun beer for the summer, Cerveza Atletica. It's a Mexican-style copper ale, which is, it's got just enough heartiness that it keeps you going throughout the day, but it's like the perfect refreshing beach beer. It's super light, not hoppy, and literally can't keep it on the shelves this summer. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right, Bill Schufeld is on the phone right now from the Athletic Brewing Company. Have you had success getting these out onto golf courses, onto beverage carts, clubhouses, stuff like that?
For sure. And anywhere it goes, it's definitely been like well received. We're throughout Connecticut, we're at a bunch of different golf courses, probably 25 or so. And then we're starting to pop up on golf courses all the way from the Cape up to Boston. I know we're definitely at Brookline and a few other just outside of the city there. But yeah, people want to have beers out there and have fun with friends and don't want to affect their score on the golf course. And it is naturally full of electrolytes, potassium, calcium. So there are rehydrating elements.
Bill Schufeld is one of the co-founders of the Athletic Brewing Company. Bill, where do people find this other than golf courses or finish lines of races where you guys are handing them out for free?
We have a bunch of great retail partners throughout Massachusetts. Definitely Whole Foods, Wegmans, Total Wine, Cappy's, Craft Beer Cellar. We have a great store finder on our website too. So a lot of great retail partners who have enthusiastically helped us out in Mass.
And that website is athleticbrewing.com. Did I get that right?
Yep, nailed it. And Athletic Brewing on Instagram.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on the show. And I just want to say continued good luck and success.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
This is the Sports Hub Golf Club. You're listening to the Sports Hub Golf Club on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Now, here's Hardy.
McCullen, I still have an issue with you. And now I think you're doing it to troll me a little bit.
No, that was 100% accurate that time. I looked it up.
No, it was not. It was not. The show is called the Sports Hub Golf Club, not with Hardy, okay? The show is bigger than one person, you know?
That was me trying to make up for the fact that I butchered it a couple times. I was trying to throw you a bone there, too. No? I'll just go with the show.
First of all, please, don't do me any more favors.
I know that was a big spot, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And second of all, it's like the Tonight Show. You just said Tonight Show, right?
All right.
That's it.
All right.
That's essentially what the Sports Hub Golf Club is. It's an entity unto itself, all right? Don't need to say anything else. Hey, you want a shot at co-hosting the Sports Hub Golf Club one day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, straighten up.
All right.
You better be careful, though, Hardy, because the last time McCone got a shot at hosting a show, that show got canceled.
That's very accurate. Celtics at 7 only lasted about 2 weeks after my debut on it. So,
hey, Hardy. This is Flynn. Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
I have my golf voice, actually. I've lost it from yelling in football all week.
Oh, nice.
But when I come in the morning, I do listen to your show. It's almost like very soothing to me. You know, like, seriously, is there anything better than a Saturday, Sunday afternoon sitting in the recliner listening to golf? That's how I treat your ride in. It gets me in nice. I don't really golf, but I learned something. But today was pathetic.
Why?
You were talking about 50-calorie beers. My God.
Well.
Like, that's where we're at. I mean, come on.
No.
I'm not, listen, I'm all for Miller Lite or the Bud Light, the domestic kind. I hate the IPAs, but 50-calorie beers. What is that?
It's
seltzer.
This is going to have zero.
Because I was walking in when I heard that. I was coming into the hub and I heard 50-calorie beer. And I said, this can't be Hardy's segment. And look, no, that's him.
It is a non-alcoholic beer. So you could have just tuned out altogether.
Thank God. Fine. No, that's fine. Now I take it back. I still love the show and I have no beef with it all. 50. Now, I agree. What's the point? If I'm not going to drink a beer, give me a soda. I'll take a Gatorade. That's a whole other argument, but that's not your fault. I thought you were promoting a legitimate 50-calorie beer.
No.
Like, it's going to take me 1,000 just to get a buzz.
No, I will say this, though. For somebody who is a beer aficionado, somebody who likes flavorful, full-bodied, and, you know, I was talking, you know, with this guy, Bill, just a couple of minutes ago, and he's got all the lingo down, you know, like.
The beer guys have such the lingo. I can't even do it.
I didn't want to, like, stop him. I didn't know what he was talking about. He's talking about sessionable, crushable, like all this stuff. Like the ones that I've tried, and I tried like three different kinds. Like I would put those up against like the most complex tasting craft beers with alcohol. I'm sure that are out there because these things are like it's like a meal going on in that can. It's like there are so many flavors going on in this beer. I'm like, holy crap! There's a lot at the start, and like, you know, when you're swirling it around your mouth, it's got this finish. It's got all this stuff going on. I'm like, man, these are. It's not. God, what were the non-alcoholic beers when we were growing up?
Oh,
there was Zing.
Yeah, what was the one that everybody gets?
There was a Coors Cutter.
O'Doul's?
That's the one that I... Yeah, O'Doul's was the big one.
Right, and they kind of tasted like nothing, you know? This tastes like... They all taste like something, and they all taste like something different. So, I don't know. If it's something you're at all interested in, if you're going to have a non-alcoholic beer, these things are like any... Unlike any other non-alcoholic beer I've ever tried. We'll just leave it at that, all right?
Well, there's you never know. That could be in my future, Hardy.
Yes. Athletic Brewing Company. You can check that out.
Thank you, buddy.
So what's on tap? Did you guys have your peepers peeled on that preseason game number three?
Trust me, Hardy. We had our peepers peeled. And as you can tell, Mike Flynn sounds like he's ready to talk about it for the next 3 hours. So we're going to see how long Flynn makes it. We've got dying Mike Flynn alongside today. We'll see how long he makes it. After that, you know, when his voice goes, we've got one of two options. McCone and Mason Souza can just jump in, or we can just turn off the transmitter and walk away. So we'll figure out what we're going to do. Yeah, we'll talk some Patriots. We'll keep our peepers peeled for all the fake football action. Get into Kyrie Irving as well and all kinds of stuff. And we'll try to keep Flynn alive here for the next 3 hours.
Okay. Well, I will be listening for no other reason, just to see how long he makes it. I'm going to put the over under right now at the the second break in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's call it 9:30.
Aggressive.
I don't get that much further when I'm 100% healthy with Johnston. So that's not much of a.
All right. Well, the line has been set. Start taking action. 9:30 is the total for Flynn's involvement in the show this morning. All right, McCone. Will you favor us with a Hub headlines here so these guys can get their show started, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll do the Sports Hub Golf Club. Again, that's the name. Again, next Saturday morning, 7 a.m., right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.